Welcome back to our Soul Play Numerology Camp Counselor Charmaine and all of our Soul Play campers. So today our numerologist is here. I am so excited because it's all about me. But first of all, Charmaine, tell us again, remind us and just inform anyone who's new. Tell us just in a brief way, like, who are you, my dear?
Well, I am Charmaine Quintana, and what I do is I'm a health coach who looks at the mind-body connection and uses numerology as a way to, is really as a tool to help you figure out where you're going and what your real true purpose is in life, to put it simply. And so I'm going to just dive right in right now as we start talking, because today is your day, Lori.
I know, I'm so excited. All about me.
That's right, and I understand exactly why, because we're going to looking at your life path. Now remember, Kemper, your life path is your birth date, and it is the sum total of your month, your day, and your year. Now for Lori, hers, you know, and if we look at hers is a number one. All right, so if we remember from our ebook, number ones are leaders. They are pioneers.
Yeah, and I do want to, I was going to interject, for anybody who didn't catch our other talk, the ebook is right there, guys. Charmaine has gifted us with this ebook. I actually added some graphics, which I'm also excited about. Go ahead and open up that ebook and add up your own life number too, okay? So if you haven't done that, it's in the ebook. It's super easy to do, and you just kind of put a plus sign in between each of the numbers. Okay. All right. So yes, looking at the ebook, you can see that number ones are leaders, and I, your fearless leader of Soul Play Camp, happen to be a number one. All right. Take it away, Maestro. Go.
And Lori doing this is a true number one. She is being the pioneer in putting this whole thing together for us. And when she was born, and as we all are, you have to look at it as your life exists as a potential. And as we are going to grow into that potential, we choose who we are going to be. And our life path gives us a clue as to what the lessons are we are supposed to be learning at this time. Lori's is being a number one. She's a born leader. And yes, she is. So, you know, the one thing about a number one is they insist on making up their own mind. They'll listen, sometimes not, but, you know, they will charge ahead. They have made their mind up, and then they go. Mm. And if you are restrained in any way, in the sense of freedom of thoughts and freedom of movement, you're not happy.
True, you know, you're true that.
Determined.
True that, yeah. Determined?
Determination
me?
Are secondary characteristics of you.
I'm sorry, what? And determination?
Drive. Okay. I don't want to say you're driven.
I am.
But you can be. And yeah, you're determined. You are going to get through this no matter what, if you have made up your mind, because you believe in what you believe in. Mm. Okay? You don't let anything or anybody stand in your way. When you're committed, that's it.
Right. Right.
And you, one of the beautiful things about a number one is that they are the protector. If they love you, a number one loves you, look out. Anybody stands in the way and is going to harm them. Mm. It is beautiful. And you know, the other thing about number ones is that they demand respect and attention, you know?
Mm. So what?
You have to grow into learning to those are gifts. Even though you may demand them, respect is given because of what you do, but because you have the capability of carrying it through, you can. Mm-hmm. By being that leader, by being that person who sees the vision. Okay?
So I guess I have to ask it from my own personal experience. being a visionary or being a leader or being some, like, coming up with a different idea, let's just say, it, my interpretation of it is that it isn't often respected. It's often just looked at like weird, you know. Like, I can't tell you how many times I've been called, you know, the round peg in the square hole, or, you know, whatever that saying is, right? And so being a leader doesn't necessarily mean that people will follow. And it doesn't necessarily mean that they'll respect what you do. It just means, but you're right, I am pretty driven and pretty determined. Once I get a vision, I'm going to carry it through. So, but it's an interesting, it's an interesting thing.
Well, it's important to you. I mean, it is just an intrinsic part of your makeup. Being in a supportive role doesn't serve you well. Mm. And if you try to do that, it doesn't work for you very long. You may do it because you have to learn something, but you're not going to stay in it. It simply is not who you are.
Mm-hmm.
You can be, and what the thing is, and this use proves it by doing this, is you're exceptionally creative and original, mm-hmm. and you just said yourself, you have a touch of the unusual. You don't follow the rules.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm pretty much right on there.
Yeah, rules are for other people, not for you.
But wouldn't it stand that there'd be like 1/9 of the population would be like me? or are there ones and then there's ones, right? I mean, like, we all have degrees, I guess.
They are, because you have to look at, when we're going to talk about your name, Lori, they are modifiers, all right?
Okay.
Everything is being modified. And the lesson that you're learning, like I said, what you came here, the goal to achieve, was to be that leader. And you're doing it in spades by being and doing, because it makes your heart sing to do this.
Right, right.
It does. It makes you happy. It brings you happiness because you're filling your purpose, which is to be the leader and to be creative and to do, to offer the world something of value. You know?
Yeah, thank you. That's true. I have to say, mm-hmm. that's true. Thank you.
You know, and so, like I said, because we live in a world of duality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There are two sides to every coin.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So one of the things is you can burn yourself out because you don't want to ask for help. I can do it.
Right. You're right.
And
I think I've been vibrating that so long that when I do ask for help, people, it's like they don't even hear me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's weird,
really?
But yeah, like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And one of the things about ones is that they can get angry really quick, and they can be overzealous, you know?
Right.
My way or the highway? Well, that doesn't always work with people.
Right.
The lessons of ones are also how to modify that, how to make, you know, find that happy medium. We're always looking for balance in our lives. Mm-hmm. Every member has balance, because if you go too far to one side, you're going to end up getting yourself in trouble and not being able to serve who you need to serve.
Right.
Which you need to do.
Right. I'm actually feeling pretty exhausted at this point in the camp, but And I actually do wonder about that a lot, about who I'm here to serve. But
well, your first and foremost is to serve those that you love, but also always staying true to your own purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And your purpose is to be that leader, and you're doing that.
Mm.
You're creating something unusual that serves many people, and it makes you, it serves that purpose of being that creative genius that is within you.
Mm-hmm.
And when we look at, I've already looked at your number, for your name, Lori.
Uh-huh.
Really well. And it's just, you need to, you know, competition is really important to you. I mean, you know, sometimes it can get out of control, but not always.
Competition?
With your own self.
Mm-hmm. Oh, with my own self. Now that makes sense. Yeah, because I'm not, I don't like games or sports, really. I mean, they're okay. They're just not my thing. And I tend to think of myself as not liking competition. But when you say with myself, then you got something there.
And you're going to burn yourself out if you're not careful. And you're going to be the hardest, aren't we all? Hardest on ourselves.
Absolutely.
Not doing it right. It's not good enough. It's not perfect.
Absolutely. I'm queen of not good enough. unfortunately, like so many of us, we get into that lie, that trap, you know. So
mm-hmm. It is. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that you can do, in which, you know, we've been talking about that, is because of your driven nature, you can get overly stressed. And I love the part where you're saying, I'm being at sleeping.
Oh, right, right. We were saying that in an email. She says, well, are you sleeping? I said, no, I'm being as sleeping. Because that actually has been a huge part of this whole soul play experience, because I've done some pretty big things in my life. And again, you're right. It's been my own doing. I did my master's degree in 4 quarters. You know, I mean, I've just I set a bar for myself, and then in the middle of it, I'm all stressed out and, you know, whatever. And so with soul play, I definitely did not, you know, I definitely kind of sacrificed some sleep to try to keep up with the thing that the way I set it up, you know. And as much as I wanted a team, I just didn't have the money to pay anyone, and I just wasn't good enough at getting someone to volunteer or something. Anyway, it's been a journey. But what has been great and helps me know that I am evolving as the spirit that I am is I haven't gone into a lot of stories, and I've been able to catch myself when I start stressing, be like, okay, nope, it's not going to get posted by 6 again this morning. You know, it's going to be closer to 7 or 8. Okay, that's all right. I'm showing up. I'm here. It's a virtual camp. People are going to come when they come. They're always going to find things there. You know what I mean? So whereas I think an older, like a past version of me would have stressed a lot more about it. And but it's an interesting thing how you use that word competition, and it really brought to light for me that personality of being driven and being, you know, because really in the scheme of things, I'm probably, you know, I'm probably the only one that really cared whether things posted on time.
I think you're going to find that it's going to come later. Uh-huh. But what this has been for you is that you perform best when left to your own devices.
Definitely.
You do. And you're showing it all the time. And ideally, owning your own business and being your own boss is where you fit well, where your talents and gifts come and shine.
Well, the business part of it is perplexing me yet again, because I have spent more hours than I would have ever dreamed on what I call my work and my life's work. And so far I haven't, you know, been paid a dime. So again, I think that actually gets into just areas of self-worth and asking to be paid for the work, you know, whether
it
it's through donations or through,
it can,
you know,
be dealt with, and it's being dealt with now.
Mm-hmm.
Right now you're staying focused on just putting this together, because I think there is true value here, and it's going to shine forth.
Mm.
So, you know, what often is with the person with the life path number one, such as yourself, you're going to achieve a lot, and you already have, just from what Lily has shared right now. So as long as you can channel your drive so that you're not burning yourself out, as long as your creativity and originality is allowed to flourish, and your pioneering spirit is the word I'm trying to get at here, that leadership, that go-getter, that one who sees beyond and outside of the box, the beginning, it's a number one. It starts everything. It sees the big picture. It moves forward in it. It's not afraid of the challenge. As long as that's fully employed and working for you, you're going to be fine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I guess. And, you know, what's interesting, too, is I realize what you're saying is so true, that I just love this process. And I've been thinking about how kids do their artwork and then they bring it home and we put it on the refrigerator so everybody can see it. And I've been thinking about, you know, that in the same sort of light of a bird who sings a song out in the forest, you know, that we're just happy when we create, right? And as a number one, I might be a little more or a lot more driven to create than maybe some others. But really, and I guess the other thought that goes along with all of this is that we have this whole societal structure that says if we don't get a paycheck, then it hasn't been work or it hasn't been worthwhile or whatever. And for me, I'm really just, I am happy to create. I truly am. So, you know, and then I have to be the responsible adult and single mom and all that to, you know, to make sure money's coming in too. But also I think it gets, again, it's like self-worth and just knowing my own worth, and that, yeah, we live in a society where we do get paid for our efforts, and having money is a freedom that I like.
Well, we all do.
So, don't we, though?
without going too far into this, the number, they call them compound numbers.
Mm-hmm.
The number that makes the one for you is 28, so 2 plus 8 is 10.
Right.
Plus 0 is one.
Right.
So basically what you're looking at is a 28, and 28 is a number where the number 8, which is the CEO, the business organizer person, the one that holds the vision for the company,
right,
corporation, is having to channel itself through the number 2, which is all about, we were talking about Chester, the peace lover.
Mm.
The one who is the diplomat, the one who is seeing all of this. So you carry those also with your number one.
Gotcha.
Yeah, who wants to cooperate and make things easy for people, but still is driven to see it through to the end, who sees the original idea, who needs to be creative.
Right, right. It's really fascinating how all these numbers layer out, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It really is, and we haven't even talked about your expression number.
All right, well, we're going to come back in another session and talk about my expression number, because it's all about me. Charmaine, this has been fabulously fascinating and interesting, and I feel a little bit on the spot. Not that most people wouldn't realize that I'm driven, but still. Anyway, it's been great. Yeah, I know, right, huh? But I had asked Charmaine if she would share a little bit about herself. She's actually a 7, and apparently 7s don't like to be out there in the spotlight. So I'm not gonna put her on the spot the way I wanted to. But I I did want us to talk just a minute or two about another life path number besides a 1. And so my Jeremiah was born the same year as your Chester. Now Chester's is a 2. Jeremiah is a 5. So what can you tell us about a 5, and maybe any quick insights you have about a 1 and a 5 living together? We actually, for the most part, do really well, but now that he's 14 and teenager, it's just a hair less harmonious than it has been the rest of our lives, which I guess, from what everyone says, is normal. I don't like it, but it is what it is. And he's a great kid. We actually do really get along well. All right, so a 5, though, in general.
Yeah, 5s in general are freedom lovers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, trying to tie them down will scare them quickly. That is just the watchword for them. But the lesson that 5s need to learn is to be responsible with their freedom. They always want to know. They're very curious, always, about life, about people, about situations, about everything. And the beauty of between a 1 and a 5 life path is that they are both odd numbers. You know, 1, 3, 5, 7.
Right.
So they resonate very well, and that's why. So he's 14 and he's at the 5.
I know, right?
There's a lot of change going on in his life.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let him know that you love him, that you're there,
yeah,
and let him make his choices, which I know you do.
We do, and we're getting along. It's just he's doing puberty and I'm doing menopause, and it's quite an interesting time in our household.
Oh my!
Yeah,
So it's okay. I mean, he's going to come through. He's never going to leave his mom because you are simpatico.
We are. We love each other dearly. Okay. And but I hadn't thought about this before. At 14, the year of he's having a 5 year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also, of course, a time where he's initiating more freedom, and he started high school last week, and, you know, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And so we won't go too deep into anything else, but just to follow that little train on my track, does the year itself impact us? I know in astrology, the year and the different months and days and planetary positions can really impact us. Does the numerology, is it affected by the fact that Jeremiah is 14 this year and he's having a number 5 year and he's a number 5 birth? Does that impact him?
I have to do a quick thing because, yes, numerology does affect you, but it is based on how you figure out it's called a personal year. Your personal year is figured by your month,
right?
The day you were born, plus the year that is present. So for me, because of I am in a personal year of four.
Oh, okay, okay.
All right?
Right.
So you can find yours real quick by what is it?
Let's see.
Your month?
Yeah.
Your day.
Okay.
2014.
So let's see, I'm 11/17, so that would be 28. Is it?
And 2014 is a 7.
Wait. I'm confused. So 11 and 17, yeah, is 28.
28.
And so that's a 1.
The year 2014
is a
comes out to the number 7.
So my personal year is an 8.
Seven.
Yeah.
Okay, so 28 plus 7 is 35.
Right.
And it's an 8. 3 plus 5
yeah.
is 8.
Okay, cool.
So for you, 2014, starting with, personal years always start from the first of the year, the calendar year, January 1st, and run through December 31st.
Right.
Is an 8 year.
Okay.
Well, it's a perfect year to be doing what you're doing because, like I said before, 8 is the number of the CEO. It is the person who holds the vision.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
For the corporation, for the company, for the department, whatever. For
right.
the home, however.
Right.
They have a hard time handling the details. They would rather hire people to do it, which you've already found. Because they know it needs to be done, but they don't have time because they're busy making the connections to make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, yeah. I just found that I needed to be about 5 people to do everything I wanted to do with this camp, but by shaving off half of my sleeping, and only sleeping 4 hours a night, I would able to, anyway, okay. So the lessons are all there. So it's fascinating. Obviously we can go really deep. And that's why Charmaine and numerologists are in this world. So avail yourself of Charmaine's services. You can get a hold of her through the webpage that we have on the Soul Play Camp. Any other contact information you want to give out, Charmaine?
Nope, that should do it. I would love to hear from you and help you figure out what it is that you want to know about yourself. There's so much to learn and so much to know, and like I said, it's I enjoy doing it. It's a pleasure. I would love to be able to offer that to you.
Awesome. Well, it is great fun, and I personally thank you for taking me on today and giving me this little public reading. Oh, I know, there's still the personality number or the expression number.
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy, the fun. Anyway, you are fabulous, and we so appreciate you. Thank you so much for being our Soul Play Numerology Camp counselor and my own personal numerology guide today. Very much appreciated. Thank you, Charmaine, and we look forward to the next time we hear from you at Soul Play Camp.
All right. Thank you.